I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, they're rigging in our culture, they're rigging in the system.
Today we're discussing the catastrophic numbers that are coming in about budget, and this is just going to compound. It's really unbelievable. We're talking about Medicare, and will Medicare survive? And that's an interesting one, and it's not just Medicare. You should see the interest on our debt absolutely exploding. So this is just a quick program. I just want to get across what's taking place. And at the beginning of next week, I'm going to do an additional podcast. I'm going to start doing more as we get into the visual as well. But there's some really big events coming that you're not really hearing about in the mainstream media. But over the next handful of years, interest and Medicare both are going to each cost upwards to $1.6 trillion a year. What we're doing is we're hitting compounding, escalating numbers. It's almost like a rocket when it takes off. Once you get to this level of debt, and regardless of what they have for income, it doesn't matter. Once you get to this point as a nation and financially, what happens is it starts just compounding radically. It's like if you were to max out every credit card you have at 30% interest, you will find out really super fast that the debt just keeps rising and rising and rising, and there's no way to get out of it. And that's where we're at right now. This is pretty extraordinary, to be honest, especially in the Medicare. And you're going to find that this is just about the interest on our debt and Medicare, but you're going to find Social Security, all of the other the government agencies are going to have explosive problems. And they're trying to say that, you know, inflation or it's transitory or things will get better. And not to be doomsday, but it can't. And here's why, is the dollar isn't worth anything anymore. The dollar itself has been diluted. It has been destroyed. It has been abused. And it's at a point now where it really just doesn't buy anything. So medical costs are continuing to rise. I know for many of you, you're probably even seeing your premiums continue to rise in medical. You're seeing everything from going to the vet, go into the grocery store. Prices are unbelievable. Things for simple things like blueberries or raspberries, they're not going to change. The problem is the dollar doesn't buy a lot. The dollar itself is worthless and worth less and less every month. And unfortunately, no matter how much they try to slow down the consumption value of the American people, it's not going to change the pricing mechanism because the dollar itself isn't worth anything. And it's pretty unfortunate that they're not being honest. I guess they can't, but it's political. But we the people just keep spending money, and we're spending money like we don't understand. And that's obvious because we're living as if, oh, it'll get better, we'll be fine. But unfortunately, the dollar itself will not. That is why they need an event of some kind, and a big event, whether it be an escalation of war, whether it be a pandemic, another one, biological weapon released, and or cyber warfare pandemic, something else is coming because they need a distraction. They need a boogeyman, and they don't want you looking at them. And I say them would be policymakers as well as the malfeasance of the bankers. But the fact checked is true. I mean, if you can look it up, if you want to really crunch numbers, but for the first time in history, the spending on interest alone on our debt will exceeds the spending on defense, which was pretty unbelievable how we increased defense spending a couple hundred billion over the last 5-6 years. And yet we're going higher. The trajectory is out of control. So the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget did a fact check. They're trying to say, is this really serious? Like, is this real? And the answer is absolutely yes, it is, because what you're dealing with is continued spending and increasing, and they're probably going to have to increase the budgets of every government agency, because it'll be the government agencies that'll have to buy our bond and our debt. There's to the tail end here, I'll just give you a tidbit, but next week I'll go into detail. But there is a time bomb coming in the bond market, and I don't know, next to just paying higher interest rates, how they're going to get anybody to buy them. I'm not sure who's going to buy them. And it's definitely not going to be our European friends, folks, because what a lot of people are unaware of is the SEC and the groups that are involved in all of this made it clear that the euro dollar, which are the European banks storing U.S. treasuries, their excess cash, even governments as reserves, they're storing those in European banks. The European banks are no longer able to take the euro bonds or the euro dollars, which are basically the U.S. treasuries, and deposit them into American banks. They're not allowing them. Now, this is actually an act of war, mind you, but I think we have the Europeans right where we want them, and they have to do what we tell them. But this is going to be a major crisis, and it's just getting started. When you hear the details next week, you're going to really be amazed. But this isn't something that's, you know, a guess. This is the real data, and you really better heed the warning of it. Why I'd have gold and silver outside the system right now more than anything or any time in history. But this is just the beginning. So is Medicare going to survive? So there was a town hall where, you know, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, which I don't care what anybody says, she's a major neocon rhino. And if you think she's okay, you're just not paying attention. She is an establishment and the definition of, and exactly what we don't need in this country. But anyway, she claimed for the first time we're paying more in interest payments than we are on our defense budget, which is absolutely true. According to the Congressional Budget Office, fiscal year 2024, spending on interest is projected to be about $870 billion. And I hate to say that it's going to be a lot higher, and you're going to find out next week why this is getting ready to just explode above. But it's far more than national defense spending, which is $822 billion. There has never been a case before, going back at least to 1940, where this has happened. In addition, for a breach in the defense spending, interest costs are expected to exceed interest on our debt, meaning zip, zero production. Nothing goes to we the people. $1.6 trillion we are going to spend annually on interest. Can you imagine if we had $1.6 trillion available for we the people? Think about how much money that is. Matter of fact, let's do that real quick. How much? I don't know, my calculator would even go that high. 1.6 divided by 50. Let's see. Oh my gosh, tens and tens of billions of dollars would go to every state. Now think about tens and tens of billions going to every state. But that's what we're paying on just interest, which does nothing for we the people. Unbelievable trajectory we're on here. But in addition to this, Medicare itself is spending, exceeding the Medicare spending every year. And that's going to get worse, mind you. Wait until you get these 10 million illegal aliens, you know, getting on the dole. That's going to be something else. But making interest on the national debt exceed the largest line item in 2024 federal budget, behind only Social Security, which wait until you see what happens to Social Security. So they're looking for just years ahead now. They're saying 10 years, but I say this is going to happen way quicker because of what's getting ready to come here in the next couple of months. But the Congressional Budget Office is projecting Medicare and interest on the national debt to exceed $1.6 trillion apiece. And bear in mind, this does not calculate any recession, which we are raging into right now. My guess is that the deficits are going to rise much more than expected during the periods of recession and when you hear what's coming in the next couple months. So this will add to not only the debt on the interest and the debt that we have in the programs. So will Medicare survive? Something has to happen. We're going to have austerity of some kind. We're going to have budget cuts. So you better get ready. And many people don't believe this, but we cannot financially sustain the trajectory we're on. We are just pulling in about $4 trillion a year now. They can keep going after people, you know, in earning tax revenue, do everything they can, but it will never make up. If we're paying $1.6 trillion just in interest and $1.6 trillion in Medicare, that doesn't leave a whole lot. And then you have about $800-900 billion for defense. Well, that's not a whole lot for everything else. We're not talking, we never mentioned Social Security yet or all the other departments, right? This is a very serious situation, and it's going to compound greatly when we have the bond market hit its mark. And you're going to find out real soon. I'm going to talk more in detail, but the bond market is getting ready to come into a damn do, damn don't moment. My guess is the only way out. Now, I did put a challenge in an interview. You know, if anyone can come up with an answer how they can solve the problem, really, I only had one answer to that. And the only real way they can solve the problem is to have such higher interest rates on the new debt issuance that it attracts foreign buyers. I'm not so sure that many foreign buyers are going to do it. If we are stopping the European banks from depositing treasuries into American banks, that's a crisis. Actually, it's an act of war, but it's going to create a crisis. And what's going to end up happening, we're going to force the European banks to take a haircut. But coming in March, towards the end of March, going into June, there's over $10 trillion in U.S. treasuries, U.S. debt bonds that have to be reissued, because we don't have the $10 trillion to pay them back. So we have to go back into them. They're forced to be paid back. So we're going to have to go back into the marketplace and sell them. Who's going to buy $10 trillion in U.S. bonds? That's a lot of money. And then who would buy them if they see the European banks can no longer deposit them in America? What my guess is going to happen, it's going to force a crisis. And in this, they're not going to say it's a default, even though it is a default. They're going to force our allies to take a haircut. We will probably just tell the Chinese to take a hike, and there's a trillion right there. And the European allies, we're going to tell them to take a haircut, meaning for every dollar you invested, you're only going to get back maybe 60 cents. And you think that's going to go over well? We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars and trillions. And this is starting at the end of March. You can't stop it. And here's the other twist. That was all issued at lower interest rates. So now we have to go reissue these bonds at much, much higher interest rates. So what they're talking about as far as the, and this is where they just rig the numbers, unbelievable against we the people. They try to tell you $1.6 trillion, but a year going into interest on the debt as well as Medicare, I'm telling you it's going to be higher because we're going to have a big inflation or a recession. And when they go to reissue these bonds at higher interest rates, the interest on the debt is going to explode because we're talking about $10 trillion that has to be reissued. And the big question is, who's going to buy it? My guess is they're going to raise the budgets on all intergovernmental agencies. They're going to force them to buy bonds with it. They're going to force the American banks to buy the bonds. It's just going to be smoke and mirrors. But it's not real. So here we're printing money and then we're given a budget to, let's say, Social Security. And then we're telling Social Security to turn around and take a lot of that money and buy the U.S. debt, which it's smoke and mirror because it's creating money out of thin air, giving it to an agency, and then telling the agency to then buy the IOU that was created out of thin air with money that was created out of thin air. Sound confusing? That's how radically in trouble the United States is. I don't believe Medicare can survive this. I just don't. And that's not the only agency. If Medicare gets up to what it's going to, up to $1.6 trillion, we're not talking about what's going to happen when you start throwing these illegal aliens on the dole. They are systematically, by design, destroying American middle class, American culture, American families, and American Constitution. And Medicare is going to get in the crosshairs. They are going to radically cut. Wait until you see the rapid inflation. So because this is going to be a default, they won't say it because they can't reissue. Basically, that's $700 billion a month we are going to have to reissue in debt. And so that's just not possible. They're not going to be able to do that. Number one, who's going to buy it? And if you're anybody in the East, would you? No. Look what they just did to Russia. And so here they're talking about spending another $100 billion in over Ukraine and Israel and these countries. Unimaginable mismanagement is taking place. And I say that it's done at such an absurd level because we are at the end of a cycle. And it will explode, implode. It will not survive. We will have to come up with a different currency. It's just going to come down to who do we stick the bill with? Meaning, all of those people. We're talking, you know, sovereign wealth funds, European banks, American banks, people like China that have what, almost $900 billion in bonds. Who's going to get stuck? Who are we going to say, we're not paying you back? Or you're going to have to take half on the dollar. Once that happens, the loss of the dollar, the confidence of the dollar is gone. It is out the window. Forget it. It's over. And at that point, that's the seventh stage of an empire where empires collapse. And we are doing exactly what the Romans did right before they collapsed. And bringing in all these illegal aliens that don't assimilate into language. They don't have any skills. They're not bringing anything good. Well, they're bringing diseases, and that's not good. And so I just think this is a travesty at high level. But I don't believe these government agencies will survive. And why you have to be very wise with your savings that you do have or retirement that you do have. And I know it's attractive to get in the stock market. A lot of people are still doing that. You're going to get caught because smart money is leaving the stock market. And I hear of people just getting into it on retail side, which is you, we the people. And that is going to be a tragic mistake. And we can't time the things because obviously investments like NVIDIA and others, you know, have continued to explode. But that's very, very unusual. But with what is coming in that $10 trillion in issuance, and the recession that we're facing down, the only thing they're going to be able to do is call it a crisis, and they're going to print trillions more of currency. They're going to increase the currency float dramatically. You think inflation's bad now? Wait until you see what's coming. It is going to get substantially worse, and that's the only way they're going to be able to get out is to print money. And as they print money, it's going to cause our dollar to be valued less. It's going to cause those payments, $1.6 trillion on Medicare for 1 year, to go even higher. We just don't have the money for it. Even if we do everything we can and take everybody's wealth, we don't have the money to cover the amount of debt that we put ourselves in. So that tells me something big has to come as a distraction. It's going to be a pandemic, whether that's a biological weapon, whether that is a cyber pandemic, where the internet gets shut down for months on end. They're going to try to blame, obviously, Russia. They're the biggest boogeyman. And or you're going to see some form of financial pandemic where there's hacking going into the financial system. Something is coming. Maybe they increase to World War III. Maybe they truly do go to that level. It doesn't make sense to go kinetic, and kinetic meaning get into a physical warfare with China and Russia and others. That makes really no sense, to be honest. We would just get hacked like crazy. The whole entire world would go bananas because the hacking will go both ways and the internets will collapse and it'll just be a mess. But that's where I think World War III goes, is shutting down electronics. So I do hope you're ready and you have preparations that if the system goes down electronically, you can just kind of get by. If you don't have cash on hand, you're going to regret that, because if they do shut down, you're not going to be able to buy anything because debit cards, credit cards won't work. So not only do you have to have cash on hand, you definitely should have loads of silver and gold at home or in vaults, but you just better be protected because the system will shut it down. And if you just look at the bankruptcy laws, it's not yours anyway. The money you have in a bank, the money you have in a brokerage firm, all of your stocks, all of your bonds, your retirement accounts, they are not yours. The law has been changed. You don't know that. I'm telling you they're changed. And when the time comes, they will take your stock, your bonds, your retirement account, and your cash, and they can do it legally. That's the only way that this debt is going to get paid properly. The question is, how big of a problem will it be? My guess, they have to have it big enough, and they need a boogeyman to blame, probably would be China, Russia, in order to pull it off. All I know is this is a massive situation. I don't see how Medicare survives. Honestly, there will be substantial cuts. We're going to have to get used to it, and we're going to get a lot less for what we're paying for. And unfortunately, America, this is what has to be done. The only way we're going to get out of this is to stop this government insanity going forward, this Marxism, communism angle. Unfortunately, you know, the only person that can really pull that off would be Donald Trump. I'm not so sure because he has a lot of traitors around him, but he would be the only guy who could probably pull it off if anybody could. Otherwise, we're done. This is going into collapse mode. Because either way, we can't stop it. We're either going to have massive inflation, the dollar, we're going to have one of these scenarios happen where everything collapses, or we're going to have to bring in someone strong enough to clean house, reorganize the government, and do a controlled demolition of the U.S. dollar, and then rebuild from there. But that's going to be years of depressionary type of environment. And in that depression, are you going to survive or not? I think we, the people, are going to have to come together to figure that one out. So until next week, beginning of next week, I'll have a real good detail on what's going on with that. It should be a really good podcast. Until then, stay vigilant and don't pay attention to mainstream media, and watch out for those Christians and ministries out there. You know, I love my brothers and sisters, but boy, are they on the wrong side of the fence on a lot of this stuff. And they're the ones, just like in Germany, who are going to walk us right into the Hitler-style world. And that's exactly what the Christians did in Germany. And we're seeing that happen right now here. And it's very, very sad. But I'm done standing up for it, because it's time we call each other out for what's right and what is true. So until next time, God bless you.
With record money printing, wild fluctuations in the stock market, and our devalued currency, only one easily accessible investment has stood the test of time, and that is precious metals. Precious metals, such as physical silver and gold, are a store of value, provide stability for your portfolio, and are the most widely accepted hedge against inflation and market volatility. Fortunes of incalculable wealth have been built throughout history through ownership of these wonderful metals, and smart investors still rely on the dependability of silver and gold to protect and preserve their hard-earned wealth and prosper in times of economic uncertainty. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals today at 888-747-3309 to protect, preserve, and prosper with silver and gold. Call 888-747-3309 or visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com.